Some tourists are sticking with their vacation plans in Tunisia despite a mass shooting on a beach there Friday. 38 people were killed, most of them tourists. Authorities today said they've arrested several people who may have been accomplices to the gunman in that attack. They're investigating for links to extremist groups. While many foreigners have left the country, NPR's Alice Fordham talked to some on the beach who are determined to stay.
Today, Simon Leight is relaxing by the sea. But he was a little annoyed last Friday, on the first day of his vacation, when he had to join a work conference call instead of strolling along the beach with his wife.
So I was actually in our room, waiting for the conference call to start, when I heard the explosion.
If he'd taken that stroll, he would have been outside the Imperial Marhaba Hotel when the gunman opened fire there, killing more than 18 Brits. As it was, he heard gunfire and watched stunned from his bedroom window as armed police and helicopters arrived. And he was impressed by the Tunisian hotel staff, whom he saw later on video.
Unarmed, like, waiters and bartenders, like, you know, chasing down an armed terrorist. So it doesn't get much braver than that.
He says the tour company was disorganised about sending him and his wife and friends home, but in the end he was happy to stay because he wanted to support Tunisians.
It's an act of defiance against the terrorists, very much don't want them to win, and and a message of support to all the Tunisians that have been absolutely amazing people.
His sentiments are echoed by Rosalind Rowe, a semi-retired chauffeur from the south of England, reading a novel and wearing a floral swimsuit.
Yes, they treat us lovely, all these people around here.
She was on a camel tour when shots began ringing out and says the guides hustled the tourists into their own homes to protect them. Her friend went home, but she's happy she stayed.
There's loads of police here, loads of security. I've been on the beach the last 3 days, absolutely fine.
And they're by no means the only foreigners on the beach. Even as European and Tunisian officials somberly laid flowers on small sandy memorials today, people were swimming, drinking beer, having fun. Their presence is appreciated by the many people in the town of Sousse who work in tourism. At the peaceful and beautiful citadel, I visit the museum full of intricate mosaics nearly 2,000 years old. Employee Ismatar Hamadi shows me round. He's especially proud of the mosaics in a baptismal font made by Tunisia's ancient Christians. He wants to show people the country has a diverse history and welcomes people of every faith.
On voit bien la croix. L'alpha et l'omega.
Hamadi says you can clearly see the cross, the alpha and the omega, the beginning of life and the end of life. He's worried about his industry, but the foreigners on the beach give him hope. He says it gives us confidence because we see on the beach some British, some French, some Italians. These are brave men. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Sousse, Tunisia.